another episode of the Freedom Talks podcast, everybody. This is your host, Joe Ogden, and today we are doing another solo podcast with just me and a short podcast, and this one is going to be very simple. At the time of this recording, we're just past April 1st, so we're in the first week of April. First quarter of the year is done, and what we're going to be doing is just kind of checking in on how everyone is doing and providing hopefully a little bit of motivation for those that are in the middle. They've been doing their Freedom Fitness Challenge of 2024, or they're maybe thinking about starting, thinking about joining, because it's certainly not too late. Or they're kind of reaching a point where they're getting pretty tired and don't know if they can make it to the end of their fitness journey or whatever they decided to start on. So, like I said, we're in the first quarter of 2024. We're now working into the second quarter. So I just wanted to take some time on our podcast today to check in with everybody, provide a little bit of motivation with anybody who's struggling, or motivation for those who would like to start, because it certainly is not too late to schedule something to improve your life in 2024. Even though we're into April, it's never too late to start. Today is always the best day. So for listeners who may know, or some quite honestly might not know because they just found our podcast or just found us, in 2024, we decided to do a fitness challenge that focuses on life improvement, and that doesn't necessarily need to be physical fitness. It could also be your mental fitness, your nutritional fitness, physical fitness. It could be even just learning a new skill just to better your life in 2024. This kind of goes with our model for this podcast, and something that I've been aiming to do the past year here at Freedom doing our podcast is just spread knowledge and positivity around the healthcare world and improving your life. Because if our jobs as physical therapists is to improve your current condition, I also think we also play a huge role in empowering individuals to take ownership of their own life and improve their current condition. So what I wanted us to do as physical therapists is kind of set the standard, so to speak, and let patients see us working on ourselves, because if we can do it, certainly anybody else can do it. And I think that also helps people relate to us a little bit, because we are just like anybody else. We just are therapists in our daily life, but we're just like everyone else. We have aches and pains that come up. We also have goals that we're trying to achieve and want to better ourselves each and every day. So for those that don't know what we're doing, now you do. We're doing a Freedom Fitness Challenge in 2024. If you're listening to this currently and up to date in the month of April, it's definitely not too late to join us. And for those that are doing the Freedom Fitness Challenge, here's your little motivation to keep things going. Something I like to focus on when my personal training or my personal life gets hard is there's always somebody out there that is dealing with something worse. I think whatever you're going through, somebody always has it worse. If you just keep putting one foot in front of the other, both physically and mentally putting one foot in front of the other, all you can do is keep going in the positive direction. Eventually, you're going to hit the turn and be on the downhill. And it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, it may not be next week, but it's definitely going to be soon. So keep going in the positive direction, keep working hard, keep trying to get towards your goals. The other thing that I think is really important to focus on, and something that is helpful to me, so hopefully it's helpful to other people, I always tell myself that if it was easy, everyone would do it. Whatever that topic is, if it was easy, everybody would do it. So if you're thinking about doing something hard, that's all relative. Your heart is different than my heart, which is different than my coworker's heart. Choose what you want to do and choose your hardship. And if it was easy, everyone would do it. So that should be a huge motivating factor to keep you moving in the forward direction. There's always sunrise in the future, and the darkness eventually will end. So keep going in the positive direction. Focus today, be better today, show up today, show up tomorrow, show up the next day. Eventually that consistency will compound and improve your life. So be consistent with what you're doing, show up, do what you're supposed to every day, and we're going to get closer towards our goals of 2024. And also kind of building upon our current Freedom Fitness Challenge of 2024, for those that have seen it on social media or those that have chosen to do a fitness challenge to improve their life in 2024, let us know. So if you post a video or post a picture of you doing your goal or working towards your goal or even accomplishing your goal. Some people might already be accomplishing their goals of 2024. Let us know. Either tag us in social media, tag us in a video, reach out to us, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. We've had a lot of patients and a lot of coworkers that have participated so far. So hopefully everyone is off to a really good start. We're only in the first quarter of the year, in a quarter two, and we're going to keep things going as we continue throughout the year. I know I've got a few coworkers that I've talked to. Bree here at Freedom, she's working towards a pull-up. She's doing really, really well. She just posted a couple of weeks ago that she was able to progress in a chin-up, which is awesome. I definitely complimented her as I saw it on social media. Everyone has different goals and everyone can meet their goals. It doesn't matter what we're doing, where we are, we can always support each other too. So if you also see someone that's working on themselves in 2024, give them a little kudos and give them the support they need to keep moving in the positive direction. Again, because if it was easy, everyone would do it and it'd be everyone just improving their life, 1, 2, 3, boom, 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 and it'd be done. Oftentimes it is not easy. So being positive, giving someone a compliment and just showing them that you see what they're doing, you see the hard work they're putting in, definitely helps and improves things. So if you see someone or you know someone that's working towards a goal, give them encouragement, tell them you see what they're doing, give them positive reinforcement so that they keep going and keep going in the positive direction and keep improving their life. So again, pretty quick and short podcast this week. All we're trying to do is just spread a little quick motivation for the Freedom Fitness Challenge for those that are starting or thinking about starting. Keep going. Remember, show up today, show up tomorrow, and then in the future, if you just keep that compounding consistency, it's just going to keep building, 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 and helping you get towards your goal. So good luck to everyone that's doing it. Good luck to those that are going to start. And we'll see everybody in next week's episode.